thanks for visiting us today. Would you take a moment to complete a brief survey? It'll take less than a minute, and there's a chance to win a free appetizer or dessert.
Sure.
It seems as if every business transaction comes with someone asking us for our opinions, and no doubt that's useful. But it may be critical when talking about your health care. I'm Dr. Greg Davis, and today we're talking about patient satisfaction. I recently sat down with Dr. Christy Deep, an internal medicine physician and director of UK Healthcare Enterprise Quality, and I asked her about patient satisfaction surveys and why they're important.
What many health systems, hospitals, and doctors' offices are now doing is surveying their patients after an episode of care, whether that's a doctor's visit, coming in for a test, or being in the hospital for a few days. Those survey tools, for the most part, are ones that have been designed by Medicare, so they're standardized across many hospitals in the country, and they allow a hospital to rigorously analyze their own performance and compare it against other hospitals that are similar to them.
Dr. Deep says the surveys are designed to get to the heart of how a patient feels about her care and what healthcare providers can do to improve that experience.
For instance, some of the questions are about responsiveness. When you're in the hospital and you need a nurse and you hit your little button that says, I need help, how quickly do we have somebody there at your bedside to help you? You know, that's some of that actionable data that we're getting from our patients, and we're really using that on a day-to-day basis. We probably have all had friends or family members or loved ones who have had that patient experience, and really to walk alongside them and see the system as they experience it is eye-opening and practice-changing.
A word of caution about response rates. Dr. Deep and I discussed the fact that not everyone fills out these surveys, but only a proportion of patients, and that can sometimes skew the results.
They may be those that either had a really good experience, or they may be those that had a really bad experience. You know, so the truth probably lies somewhere in between. It's all about patient confidence in their care. If they are in the hospital or in a doctor's office and things seem to be running like a well-oiled machine, they are going to have greater trust in the care providers that are taking care of them. And I think, therefore, be more willing to cooperate with the treatment plan and take their medicines on time and make sure that they come back and get their tests done that their doctor has scheduled. But I think what most hospitals have done, and I think ought to do, is look at every single piece of feedback they get from their patients and really ask themselves, how can I use this information to make the care for our patients better?
The bottom line is, when you have the opportunity to fill out one of these surveys, do it. If you don't speak up, no one will hear you.
The patient's experience with their care is one very important way to measure quality in health care.
With Health News You Can Use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical information to the community. You can hear some of his past interviews at wuky.org.